Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. As we jump in, I want to ask you, would you pause and pray for our high school camp that's going on right now? Today is the very first full day of camp, and it's such an important day of camp, but we've got over 200 high schoolers, adult leaders, and college leaders that are having a fantastic week. And of course, we want them to have fun, to be safe, but ultimately to hear from God this week. So would you join us in praying for them? Well, today on the podcast, I want to give you sort of a brief overview of what we talked about this last Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. It's this idea that we called the battle to see, the battle to see. When I was growing up, I had a lazy eye, and so I've had a couple of surgeries to help realign that eye, and because of that, I'm majorly right eye dominant. And so the truth is, if I'm not careful, there's some stuff that I'll miss out of the peripheral view of my left eye just because my brain doesn't always give it the same priority as my right eye. There are some things that I just miss. And the truth is, in all of our lives, there are things that we just ignore. There's things that we don't see. So today I want to answer the question, well, what do we see? What do we need to look for? Well, in 2 Kings chapter 6, we see the king of Aram trying to fight the king of Israel. And in between these two is a prophet named Elisha. Now, every time the evil king Aram tried to sabotage the nation of Israel, Elisha, the man of God, saw with his spiritual eyes something different, and it helped them stay out of trouble. And the first thing that he saw was the strategy of the enemy. You and I have an enemy. The Bible talks about this. Ephesians 6 talks about our battle is not against flesh and blood. Throughout Scripture, there's this backdrop of a spiritual war that's going on around us. And so in our lives, oftentimes the enemy attacks us. We feel the effects of the attack, but if we're not careful, we won't realize that it's the enemy and we'll blame the wrong people. We'll blame our spouses. We'll blame family members. We'll blame church members. We'll blame the wrong person and miss the fact that there's an enemy. And the enemy has a lot of goals in life, but one of the enemy's strategies is to undo whatever God is doing. And what that means practically is anytime God starts having victory in your life, victory in your family, victory in your church, that makes you the perfect target for the enemy. Because again, the enemy's strategy is to undo whatever God's doing. So that's the first thing to see, the strategy of the enemy. But the second piece from 2 Kings 6 is to see the strength of God. That in the middle of our frustration, in the middle of our battle, God is there with us, that God is present in our problems, that God's strength is sufficient for whatever our situation is. And so instead of throwing in the towel and quitting, that we would see God's strength. And so Elisha comes under attack from the enemy. Elisha's intern sees the thousands of soldiers that are surrounding them, and he begins to panic. He begins to say, "What are we going to do?" And Elisha prays and says, "God, would you open his eyes that he could see?" See, the problem was he was looking with his physical eyes and not the eyes of his heart. And so God opened his eyes that he could see what was going on in the spiritual realm. And there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels surrounding them, reminding them that God's strength is there. So we need to see the strategy of the enemy. We need to see the strength of God. And then number three, we need to see the steps to take. So Elisha, instead of killing the enemy army, instead of beating them up, he ends up doing something that doesn't make sense from an earthly perspective. He ends up feeding them, and then he sends them home. And the Bible is clear to say, and they never came back to mess with them again. Here's the principle, that when I can see as God sees, I can do what God would want me to do. Let me say that again. When I can see as God sees, if I can see the situation for what it really is, then I can do what God would want me to do. And in this moment, the prophet, the man of God, saw with a different set of eyes. He saw with the eyes of his heart. And because of that, he saw God's strength and he could see the right steps to take, and it had a greater result than he could ever imagine. And so today, I want to encourage you, my friend, there's a battle going on around you. And the enemy is not your spouse. It's not somebody at church. It's not somebody that you can see. It's a spiritual battle that's going on around us. And so today, would you pause and say, God, would you help me to see your strength today? And God, would you help me to see what steps you want me to take? Well, again, this is just a brief recap of Sunday's message. If you want to catch the full message, swing by our website, sugarhill.church, or swing by my blog, yourbetterstory.com, and you can catch the full replay there. But I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.